Jerry Jones compares owning the Cowboys to smiles and glory holes. By Dylan Gwynn on January 28, 2025. Jerry Jones may not be giving Cowboys fans a lot to cheer about, but he is dispensing pure gold when it comes to one-liners. On Monday, the Cowboys held their introductory press conference for new head coach Brian Schottenheimer. The hire follows Jones's shocking decision to part ways with former Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. The longtime NFL owner and oil man appeared poised to retain McCarthy after the team battled hard at the end of the season despite not having their starting QB and being eliminated from the playoffs. However, Jones elected to jettison the one-time Super Bowl champion coach and put his trust in Brian Schottenheimer, the journeyman coordinator and son of former legendary NFL coach Marty Schottenheimer. With enthusiasm for the hire among Cowboys fans hovering somewhere below whale excrement. Jones was asked about the lackluster response of fans to his head coach selection, and his response did not disappoint. "There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes," Jones said. "Very low percentage. You can accuse Jerry Jones of many things, but you cannot accuse him of not knowing how to deflect." Jones first used the glory hole reference during training camp in 2012. "I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't," Jones said at the time. "And so, having said that, I want me some glory hole." At the time, then Cowboys PR man Rich Dalrymple explained that glory hole is a frequently used expression in the oil business. So, more than a decade earlier, Jones cannot claim ignorance of that term's other, far more sordid meaning. In any event, Jones succeeded in making people talk about something other than how bad his football team is, which, sadly for Cowboys fans, is a good thing. With archrival Washington advancing to the NFC Championship game this year, the Cowboys now have the longest championship game drought in the NFC, stretching back to January 1996. That year marked the Cowboys' last Super Bowl victory, and Jones's last trip to the football glory hole.